Good morning. From WVIK News in the Quad Cities, I'm Lacey Scarmana on this Friday morning, September 1st. Students at Augustana College will once again try to tackle a lead exposure problem in Scott County. Lead paint was federally outlawed in 1978, but people living in homes built before then are at risk of exposure, which can lead to developmental issues and even death in children. Augustana professor Michael Reisner will lead a group of over 100 students to examine which homes need immediate attention and how to secure funding for repairs.
It's a great learning experience, and on the flip side of it, what we do is help fill in some of the gaps that the county has. Maybe they don't have the resources, or they need some special resources or expertise they don't have.
This is the second year the Upper Mississippi Center for Sustainable Communities at Augustana will try to tackle the problem in conjunction with the Scott County Health Department. Last year, students identified the 40,000 homes in Scott County that were built before 1978 and concluded that 1,200 of them need immediate attention. A haze that covered the Quad Cities yesterday evening was smoke from wildfires in Montana and Canada. According to the Quad City Times, satellite images showed two areas of smoke, one moving southwestward and the other coming from the northwest. The Times reports that at 7 p.m. yesterday, smoke from the wildfires cut visibility at the Davenport Municipal Airport to 2.5 miles and visibility at the Quad City International Airport in Moline to 3 miles. The state of Illinois now has a new method for distributing money to schools. That's after a month-long political impasse that held up education funding. Tony Arnold reports.
Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed a previous school funding bill because he said it was a Chicago Public Schools bailout. But this new version, he signed at a CPS school while sitting three chairs away from Mayor Rahm Emanuel. Rauner wanted to send less money to CPS so other districts could get more, but he didn't get that in the deal.
This is a good compromise bill that moves the state forward and makes sure that every child in the state of Illinois has an equal chance at a great education.
Schools can expect to start seeing state money next week. If there had not been a deal, several districts had said they could only make it to October before making cuts or closing school altogether. I'm Tony Arnold.
There's a lot of competition for one seat on the Davenport City Council. By yesterday's filing deadline, five people had filed to run in the 6th Ward. A primary will be held in the 6th Ward on October 10th, and two of the candidates will advance to the November general election. The five are Richard Cluell, Dale Gilmore, Ben Jobgen, Sean Liddell, and Chris Webster. The Midwest League will end its regular season this weekend and prepare for the playoffs to begin next week. The Quad Cities River Bandits have qualified for the postseason, but not the Clinton Lumber Kings. The River Bandits play at Peoria tonight, then host Wisconsin for three games Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. After one day off, the Midwest League playoffs begin on Wednesday, but their first-round opponent has not yet been determined. A loss to Kane County Wednesday night eliminated the Lumber Kings from the playoffs. They'll play one last game at home tonight against Kane County, then finish the regular season at Burlington Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. I'm Lacey Scarmana, WVIK News.